Here at World Dairy Expo, one of the things that visitors can attend that are scheduled periodically throughout the week are virtual farm tours. And I have the opportunity prior to the start of one to talk to the people who will be providing a tour today here on the second day. And I'm going to let them tell us a little bit about themselves. So first of all, if you would just introduce yourselves and where you're from.
Okay, my name's Terry Abing and we're from Lancaster, Wisconsin. And we're doing a virtual tour today on Majestic View Dairy.
And you're here with?
Ron Abing, the husband of Terry. And we have two daughters that will be attending with us today during the virtual tour, Sarah and Amanda Abing.
Now, your tour is a farm tour, obviously virtual, meaning that we're not actually out on the farm. What is a virtual farm tour?
A virtual farm tour is something that we bring to the expo. We chose to do pictures. Some people have done videos, but we chose to do pictures. I have about 95 pictures, and we'll go through and talk about how we built relationships because we live so close to our city, our community. And with our partner, John Haskins, and Ron and myself, we'll be doing a half-hour picture presentation, and then we'll have a half-hour for questions and answers.
Through the pictures and the tour that you will be given, what are the kinds of things you'll be pointing out to people and showing them?
Basically, where we live so close to our community is, and actually our mayor, Jerry Worley's here today, too, to support us. It's how we build relationships living so close to our community and how we can work together with the dairy businesses around our area and what we do bring to communities and what those communities mean to the dairy people.
Have you done this type of thing before, or is this a first time to do this type of a presentation?
Not a virtual tour. We were nominated by Farm Credit and sent in to the Dairy Expo Committee and chosen through the Dairy Expo Committee as a virtual tour. We've never done a virtual tour here at Madison, but we have several tours at the dairy, and that's one of the things Terry will point out in her virtual tour presentation today, how we all say maybe the second graders, the fourth graders, the high school kids in Lancaster tour the dairy, which makes a good opportunity for us to help educate them and what the dairy industry has to offer today.
With the subject that you talked about, anything you can tell us about the successes you've had in terms of reaching out to people in the community?
I think one of the big things is that we tour, and educate. People come to our dairy, and it's always pretty clean, and we send people back in the community maybe to eat dinner and buy clothes, to do whatever, so we work pretty close that way.
Anything else that you might want to say about either your dairy or the tour or the virtual tour that you'll give today that we didn't cover?
Maybe one thing I like to stress a little bit is I was surprised even in our own community when Terry toured the preschoolers a couple of years ago, there was like 65 preschool kids in the city of Lancaster that we live next to. Actually, only two of those lived on a farm, so we need to be careful that these kids don't get too far removed from the farm, and that's what our touring and the virtual tour can help.
Thank you both very much, and with this interview, I'm Chuck Zimmerman.